T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We got Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow. Obviously, a day to have, as Eli Drinkwitz called it on Twitter a little while ago, an attitude of gratitude. Look, it is it's a day to be thankful, man. We've got a lot to be thankful for. As I told you guys earlier, to get sentimental with you for just a moment, I am so incredibly thankful to be here. And so incredibly thankful to all of you for allowing me to dive straight into and to become a part of this community. One thing that I've learned about this community, one thing that I've learned to love about this community is, though it is made up of many people from many different places, right? I think I've heard somewhere it's about 50% transplant now, about 50% native, about 50% transplant, of which I am one, obviously. It still feels like everybody that's here is home and wants to be here and is welcome to be here. I know there are a handful of natives, and I come from a place that is very similar. I grew up in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, and it's a very similar makeup. About half the people that are there, their families have been there for years and years, and about half the people there come from other parts of the country. Many of them, Fort Walton Beach sits right in the middle of Pensacola Naval Air Station, of Eglin Air Force Base, which is size-wise, or geographically speaking, the largest Air Force base in the United States. Hurlburt Field is right there. That's where a lot of the Air Force Special Ops guys train. Duke Field, which is a training facility for pilots, is up north of that. And a lot of those guys, they come there, they spend some amount of their military career there, and then after they retire, they end up coming right back and living in that area. I know what it's like to be from a place and to be a native in a place that is 50% or more made up of transplants. And listen, those types of communities can only be successful, when everybody is on the same page. And I am so, so grateful to be in a community here in the Greenville-Spartanburg area where that seems to be the case. It does seem like that is the feeling here, and I love it. This career choice that I've made to continue to be a broadcaster has not always been an easy one, unfortunately. I have had to go through some crap, and I'm not going to sit here and give you the woe is me story. Suffice to say, it has not always been an easy run to get to where I ended up at. But I am so incredibly glad that I made the run, that I put up with the crap, that I dealt with the stuff I had to go through, because ultimately it ended up with me being here. And when I talked to Mark Ryan, when this job came up for grabs and I applied for it and put in my demos and came up here for the audition and all this, there was one thing that Mark Ryan said to me repeatedly, and I heard it repeated by a lot of other people that worked in the intercom building when I first showed up. They said, I've been a lot of places, but this is one of the few places that I've ever felt like I was genuinely at home. And yeah, that's 100% accurate. Since I've been here, I can tell you that this place feels like home. I've been a lot of places that you move there to do a job or whatever reason you end up in this place, and you get there, and no matter how long you're there, it never really feels like you, okay, I really live here now. This is my home now. This place felt like home to me when I was up here for 4 days for an audition earlier in the year, which was 10 years ago. When I came up here for the audition, I was staying in an Airbnb off of Stone and Main in downtown Greenville. And you know, I just got out and did as much as I could do while I was here. Because, you know, if I got the job, I wanted to know the city. And if I didn't, I wanted to say I took advantage of my time visiting the upstate. So as I traveled around and did stuff and went to restaurants and venues and whatever when I was up here for the audition, this place already felt like, man, I could make a home here. And I have done that since I got here. But that can't happen if the community doesn't open its arms up to you, right? I've been to a lot of places, like I said, that they don't do that. The community doesn't open its arms to transplants, to new people. And it makes it very difficult to call a place home. This place is incredible. And we should all be grateful and recognize how fortunate we are to be a part of it, to be a part of this community. I mean, it's got everything that you could ask for. You want the big city feel, you just go on down to downtown Greenville or downtown Spartanburg and you got it. You want the small town community, it still feels like that. You want culture, you want art, we got all that. There's more music than you can shake a stick at, and we are surrounded by sports, which for me has always been a big thing. I have never really lived in a place that I was this inundated with sports. I mean, I had an NFL team in Jacksonville. You know, my family is from New Orleans, and I've always considered New Orleans where I am from. People ask, where are you from? I live in Florida, but I'm from New Orleans. When I have gone home now, when people ask me where I'm from, I found myself, I live in Greenville, South Carolina, and that's it. That's all I got to say, because it's a beautiful, beautiful area. But I've never had the inundation of not just sports, but great sports. I have been so grateful to the Greenville Triumph for establishing and building this relationship with me, with the show, and with the station over the year. Same with the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. It has been phenomenal to get to know the staff over there with the Swamp Rabbits and start working with them as we get their season kicked off here in just a handful of days. We've obviously got the Greenville Drive downtown. We've got Furman. We've got Wofford. We've got Clemson in South Carolina, a stone's throw in any direction. The Panthers right up the road. The Falcons just down the road. The Braves just down the road. The Hurricanes in the NHL just up the road. You know, and I know I'm even forgetting some, because there's just that many. This area is an incredible place to live, and I'm incredibly grateful to be allowed to be a part of this community, especially the sports community that has been built here around the upstate. It's phenomenal to get to be a part of that. So thank you to all of you that are listening right now, and a thank you to the ones that aren't. I mean, I'm hoping that you'll go back to the podcast and you'll listen to this and hear this message. I am so incredibly grateful that this community has a land. I know not everybody likes me. That's okay. It's part of the gig, man. In fact, to some degree, our job is to get half the people to like us and half the people to hate us, all right? But I am so grateful to all of you for allowing me well, not anymore, but for a while there, one of the most recent residents of upstate South Carolina, to be a part of this community, work in this community, to endorse and play alongside the sports market in this community. Whether it's just as a fan or as an MC or as a broadcaster, whatever, I am so grateful to all of you for opening your arms and allowing me to be here and be a part of what's happening here. This is a very special place. And as somebody who's been a bunch of places, lived a bunch of places, broadcasted a bunch of places, been a fan at a bunch of places, I cannot overemphasize to you how fortunate you are to be here. And to tell you, I hope you recognize that and realize that. Transplants, we are incredibly lucky to be in this community and be in a community that opens its arms to new people, because when you invite new people into your circle, growth follows. And I'm not just talking about physical growth. I'm talking about the growth of the community, the growth of the market. Everybody is better off when more people are welcomed into the fold. To those of you who have lived here your entire lives, to those of you who are upstate natives, thank you for being so welcoming and letting some doofy nerd kid from down in Florida, I say kid, like I'm not a 35-year-old man, letting some doofy nerdy guy show up on your radio one day to talk sports and be welcomed into this community because of that fact. I am more grateful to you than I can even begin to explain. So take a few minutes. Be grateful for the things that we have. Not everybody has it as good as we do here in the upstate. Be grateful for what this community is, for the people who live around us, for the folks who work hard every day to make sure that the Upstate is as good as it can be, because they are doing a hell of a job. And again, thank you to all of you who listen to this show day after day, who understand that, look, man, I'm not perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to read names wrong. I'm going to screw up pronunciations. It happens. Thank you to those of you who recognize, hey, I'm just the dude who loves talking sports, man. I've always said my show's format is formatted around the premise of, I don't want this to be me talking down. I want you guys to be a part of the show. I want this show to feel like we have all pulled up a bar stool together around a bar. We're all sipping on our favorite Upstate craft beer of choice, talking about sports. When you do it in a bar, it's fun, and you crack jokes, and you laugh, and you have a good time. And that's what this show is supposed to be. It's supposed to be that. And the fact that you guys have embraced it and allowed me to continue it, our ratings have been growing and getting better. The ratings of the station as a whole have been growing and continue to grow in the area. We are the number one sports station in the market, and we are so thrilled about that. Thank you to all of you who have embraced me, who have embraced Mark Ryan, who have embraced Diesel, who have embraced Lonzo, who have embraced the hard work that we are doing to make this station as good as we can make it for you, and for allowing us to continue to grow in, with, and around you in this community. All right, all that crap out of the way, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a couple of the highlight games in college. We'll take a look at your NFL schedule as well. Remember, we're taking you all the way till 3:30 today before we kick it on over to Furman Paladins basketball, our first game broadcasting live. We're back after this on The Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate, y'all. Y'all, my joy, my happiness is through the roof right now. I am flipping around on television, and my TV is just full of basketball. It's just full. Illinois State at Ohio State right now. Memphis and St. Mary's, North Florida at NC State, Drake at Kansas State, Fairfield at Providence, North Carolina, AT&T at Illinois, and that's just what's on my regular TV. I haven't even gone through ESPN Plus and CBS Sportsnet and all the games that they're carrying right now. I remember when the tournament got canceled. I was actually with Mark Ryan. Mark was live on remote there at a barbershop in Greenville. And when we were down there, we were standing around. I had just got my hair cut. I was all nice and relaxed and ready to roll. Things were going great. And then all of a sudden, breaking news on ESPN. We're watching basketball. Breaking news on ESPN. It was announced that the NCAA tournament had been canceled. The whole tournament had been just outright canceled, which was unbelievable to me. Unbelievable to me. And it was just this, just kind of this sad moment, man. And it was the first moment, I think, that the true fear of this virus kind of kicked in, or I guess I should say acknowledgement of the reality of this virus kicked in, was the moment that breaking news ticker came across and they cut into active basketball games, tournament games, to say to us, hey, man, no basketball, no tournament. This thing's over. And it was absolute shocker to me that was the case. And now here we are in a spot months later. What are we, 8 months, 6 months, 7 months removed from that day? Months later, we're at a point where not only do we have basketball, but it's on TV and it's on TV everywhere. Now, most of these games are taking place with no crowds, no fans in attendance. But at this point, I don't care. Just give me my college basketball back, man. Couldn't be more excited about it, right? When we had that 4.5 month stretch where we had no sports at all. Diesel, if I asked you to sum up what those 4.5 months of no sports at all were like for us, how would you do it?
Sucked.
A wordsmith always.
Yep.
Yeah. I honestly couldn't come up with a better description. I really couldn't.
I mean, I could come up with a lot of four-letter words, but that's the only way to really describe it.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the only FCC-friendly way for us to describe what those few months were. And I said multiple times and on this show, I said, look, I will never complain about sports again. I will never complain about sports again. I have no reason to complain about sports moving forward, whatever form they come in. So yes, it's weird to be watching a game and see a cat on a breakaway and throw down the pullback one-hand tomahawk and then just generic recorded crowd noise. It's weird. So I've seen one or two so far since I started watching basketball this afternoon. All those games tipped off about 25 minutes ago. It's weird, especially with basketball. I don't know that there is a sport that relies on the energy of the crowd quite the same way that basketball does, right? I mean, football, you get a big touchdown, you get a big long 27, 28-yard reception, the crowd pops. But then the offense gets back down and it kind of comes back down to normal. When that energy, when that electricity kicks in on a basketball court and the crowd comes unglued off a breakaway dunk, basketball is a game of runs, right? It's a game of runs. And those runs are energized. Those runs are pushed by the crowd losing its mind when things happen. But you know what? I'll take it anyway. We've been dealing with that in the NFL. We've been dealing with that in college football. Soccer's kind of the same way. Soccer's a little bit different than basketball in terms of when the crowd comes up off the feet. But the thing with soccer is, if you're a soccer fan, when a goal gets scored in soccer, the crowd is up for like a while. They're up for like a ways, man. And the team feeds off of that. In basketball, when a team goes on a run, one of the hardest things in sports to do is to calm down a basketball crowd that is off its rocker. It's tough to do. Because all the things that you have to do to cool them down are made more difficult just by them being there. Good communication. Called plays that are set up to attack the vulnerabilities of the team that's on a run. It's tough to pull that off when the crowd at Cameron Indoor is all up in your grill. It's tough to do. But you know what? Don't care. Don't care. Because I flash back to being in studio when Clemson and Florida State, Clemson was going to do its damnedest to upset an FSU team playing for an ACC championship game. And those players were on the floor minutes away from tip when the news came out that it was canceled. Diesel and I were sitting there in the building. We were in the building that day because we weren't supposed to be on the air. We were carrying Clemson v. FSU basketball. We were in the building, and we were supposed to be watching that game, potentially breaking in for news, and getting ready to hand it off to Mark Ryan afterwards. And it came through that it was canceled. It came through that it was done. And then the news broke out. Hey, man, no basketball. It was like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. So I will not complain anymore about no fans on a basketball floor, about how weird this season is, about all the restrictions and everything. I'm not going to complain about it at all. Because I know and I remember what it felt like the day those games got canceled. And man, I don't want to do that again at all. All right, let's do this. Let's run to a break. When we come back, we'll take a look down our NFL schedule for the weekend. We've done college. We'll take our NFL breakdown for the weekend next on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Diesel, you, this is ESPN Upstate. All right, the Rob Brown Show rolling on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob Diesel, you. Taking it all the way to 3:30, so got a full hour with you here on ESPN Upstate before we turn it over to Furman Basketball is our buddy Dan Scott, my man Mark Ryan on the color commentary today. As we'll be taking on Furman Basketball, we are, of course, your official home for Furman Sports right here on ESPN Upstate. Take a gander at the NFL schedule that we've got up for you today. Well, not today. We already had our big note come out this morning that the game between Baltimore and Pittsburgh has been rescheduled for Sunday. That game was supposed to be played tomorrow evening, but the Ravens have had a COVID-19 breakout, and so because of that, that game has had to be moved over to Sunday evening. That time, it looks like evening. That time is TBD right now. Don't know if they'll just go ahead and slot it in as a 1 o'clock game or do like they did earlier in the year and have dueling nighttime games. We'll let you know if that time comes out, but it has been moved to Sunday. Tomorrow, Houston is at Detroit. That one could be kind of interesting. Houston at Detroit. Detroit's a team that has had a couple of games not go their way. They've already had L's handed to them by the Bears, by the Packers, by the Saints, by the Colts, by the Vikings, and by the Panthers. But they do have wins over the Washington football team. They had that big come-from-behind win on the last plays of the game against Atlanta. They have beat the Jags as they should. And remember, they beat the Cardinals of Arizona. That's a wild-card hunt team. But the playoffs, the Cardinals in the hunt for the playoffs, and Detroit gave them an L earlier in the year. This Detroit team is like so close to not be. I mean, they're legitimately a couple snaps of the football away from being 6-4 or 7-3 instead of 4-6. I am intrigued by how this one is going to play out. I think this might actually be a better game than we expect. The Texans, on the other hand, have obviously struggled this year. Just 3 wins on the docket. The Jags twice, but they did get the win over the Patriots this past weekend, which is kind of an interesting dub. That, of course, a week after the Patriots knocked off said Baltimore Ravens. This Texans team trying to find itself a little. Remember, they lost to the Browns the week before that, but only by a field goal. And that's a halfway decent Browns team that they took a 10-7 L to. As much as we've talked about how bad the games are tomorrow, Houston-Detroit might turn out to be a pretty decent one. Washington at Dallas. Yes, the NFC least already continues or does continue to be a dumpster fire right now. The NFC least is a joke right now, man. It's a joke. We know that. I don't feel like we need to continue that conversation. It is tragically bad right now. Look, I'd say the truth. I'm not even all that interested in this game, man. I'm not even all interested in that game. That one's gonna be ugly, man. Ugly. Now Dallas is obviously coming up. By the way, did you hear the story of how Mike McCarthy got his team pumped up to play this weekend? It's kind of one of those things where it's like it's only dumb if it doesn't work. Diesel, do you remember Gallagher?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The watermelon guy.
Yes. Gallagher was a dude. Gallagher was a dude, for those of you who don't remember, and most of us, I think, do know. I mean, I don't know. Why was Gallagher so famous?
Because he smashed fruit on stage.
That was it, though.
No, he did stand up. Like, most people forget that the first three quarters of his show was stand-up. I mean, it was silly, kind of slapsticky, corny stand-up comedy. But then the fruit stuff didn't come until the end of the show.
You ever seen him live?
Personally, no. But, I mean, I've seen, obviously, I've seen concerts on TV and stuff.
I have seen him live.
Fun?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I want to know how much people were paying for front row tickets to Gallagher. What was that, like 1992?
I saw him in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. This was towards the end of his career. And I think he died, if I remember correctly. If I remember correctly, Gallagher died. And then his brother started touring as the character. I guess he's not dead.
No, he's not dead. He's still alive.
He's 74 years old, though. Woo. I know his brother toured because he has the same last name, and so he used the same thing. But anyway,
I wonder what that conversation is like. Yeah, like, bro, I know you're done. Can I just be Gallagher?
Let's see. In the early 90s, Gallagher's younger brother Ron asked him for permission to perform shows using Gallagher's trademark Sledge-O-Matic routine. Gallagher granted his permission on the condition that Ron, who shared a strong likeness to Leo Gallagher, and his manager clarified in promotional materials that it was Ron Gallagher, not Leo Gallagher, who was performing. Ron typically performed in venues smaller than those that Leo performed in. After several years, Ron began promoting his act as Gallagher 2, T-O-O. In some instances, Ron's act was promoted in a way that left unclear the fact that he was not the original Gallagher, or as we'll say from now on, Diesel, the OG.
Still not as good as Dave Chappelle's Gallagher, who did not use a sledgehammer. He just used a pistol and shot holes into fruit.
Still funny, by the way. So anyway, here's the hard-hitting stories we talk about on the Rob Brown Show. Anyway, a la Gallagher, last week, looking for a way to inspire his team before Sunday's game against the Vikings, Mike McCarthy lined up a number of watermelons in front of his team. And then on those watermelons, he declared each watermelon like a team goal. And two, are you ready for this, Diesel? Hammer home. Yeah. To hammer home what their goals were. He took a sledgehammer and started brutalizing watermelons in front of the team, which this is one of those things we would laugh at and go, how stupid is that? Except for, Diesel, the team got crazy super into it. Other players started stepping up and taking sledgehammers to watermelons as well. And then they ended up winning the game over the weekend. Wow. He said it was, quote, all just part of the messaging. We had a number of points to emphasis that we were going to hit, so a number of guys got to participate. And once again, I'd say it was a lot of fun. It was well received. The sledgehammer was brought with them on the team plane, which McCarthy said jokingly is, quote, the beauty of flying charter, end quote. He also said, We had to actually take our own watermelons with us because it's a little harder to find big watermelons in Minneapolis this time of the year than Dallas, from what I was told. So a lot of planning goes into that. And most importantly, we were able to get it done and the cleanup was efficient. The hotel was a little concerned there, end quote. The biggest planning concern of Mike McCarthy's career in Dallas, Diesel, has been, how do I get watermelons and a sledgehammer to Minneapolis? So things are going great. Thanks for asking. All right. LV, the Raiders are at Atlanta at 1 o'clock. Go ahead. You know what? I know y'all going to think I'm crazy on this one. Give me the Falcons at home. Give me the Falcons at home. The Raiders are not, I don't think, going to bring the same passing attack to the ATL that New Orleans had prepared for Atlanta this past weekend. That Saints defense is not getting the credit for as good as it's supposed to be. Give me the Atlanta Falcons. They're going to be able to throw a lot. They're going to be able to throw a lot around on the Raiders this weekend. I like Atlanta to win, especially if Julio Jones is good to go and healthy. The Chargers are at Buffalo. I like the Bills. I've been telling y'all all year I like the Bills. I love the Bills this year. A couple of L's that weren't great ones. They won't suffer that fate against the Chargers. The G-Men are at Cincinnati. Oh, this one's rough because there are no Joey B's available. The Bengals are without Joe Burrow for the rest of this year. And I'll tell you the truth, based on the amount of structural damage that Joe Burrow sustained, based on the sheer amount of structural damage that was sustained, I 100% think Joe Burrow may very well not be available for the Bengals next year either. There is a very, very good chance that Joey B will not be back on a football field for Cincinnati until 2022, which is absolutely unfortunate for the Bengals. They still should be able to beat the G-Men. Tennessee is at Indianapolis. I like Derrick Henry, the King, and the Titans on the road at the Colts. Carolina is at Minnesota. I like Carolina in this game, y'all. I like Carolina in this game. I am looking right now at the return of Run CMC. I am looking right now at the return of Teddy BH2O. I honestly think that Carolina can snag a win from Minnesota, and they will not be out of playoff contention at that point. There is still a chance for a wild card there for the Panthers, especially if they can get this dub over the Minnesota Vikings. Arizona is at New England. I like the Cards on the road. I like the Dolphins over the Jets. I know, shocking. Give me the Cleveland Browns over the Jacksonville Jaguars. That team's still better than they deserve credit, or than they're getting credit for. I'll take the Browns over the Jags. New Orleans is at Denver. The only interesting in this one is going to be the weather. It's going to be chilly up there in the top of the mountains. So that one's going to be interesting for the Saints. Taysom Hill, still the guy under center for the New Orleans Saints. Give me the Saints, however, on the road at Denver. San Francisco is at the Rams. I like the Rams. The 49ers still dealing with a lot. Still dealing with a lot of injuries that they are recovering from and trying to get their team back in and back together. So give me the Rams over the Niners at home. Kansas City's at Tampa Bay. That's going to be an interesting one. The Buccaneers are not going to be thrilled about the way that they lost to the Rams this weekend. So give me the Chiefs on the road over the Brady Buccaneers. And Chicago's at Green Bay. I like the Packers in that one. That is your Sunday night game. We'll be back before the Monday night game. So let's go ahead, run to our final break with Diesel. He will guide us through Twitter trending topics when we come back in a minute. And then DJ Tim joins us for that final half hour before Furman Paladins basketball. That's coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Here's what's happening on the internet. Let's see what Rob Brown knows about it. Topic number one is Diego Maradona.
Did you forget my name for a second there?
Bob Brown.
No.
I'm going to call you Bob Brown.
Nope. That was my dad. You will confuse the hell out of me and everyone listening. Diego Maradona has passed away. The legendary football player from Argentina. The Argentinian football player from Argentina. Widely considered one of the greatest players of all time, underwent brain surgery earlier this month to remove a blood clot in his brain. He was sent home and discharged from the hospital, and folks thought he was going to be making a full recovery. But unfortunately, at just 60 years of age, the World Cup winner passed away. He was released on November 11th and gone today. Always an interesting character was Diego Maradona. One of the all-time greats, no doubt, but he has been a character in Argentina ever since his footballing days came to an end. Yeah, sad loss in the world of football today as one of the greatest electrifying players of all time in Diego Maradona, passing away just 60 years old. Sad day.
Next up, you got Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig. Don't know why Kristen Wiig is trending. Although I learned the other, like, Kristen Wiig has showed up in so many different places lately, and in movies that I didn't know that she was in. Do you know why she's trending?
She's trending because she's been listed as one of the next few hosts for Saturday Night Live.
Oh, it looks like she's going to be hosting the SNL Christmas episode. She hasn't been with SNL for what, I think two seasons now, I think. But anyway, also she's going to be, Wonder Woman 84, which is the next in the DC universe. And by the way, Wonder Woman, probably the only of the DC franchises that haven't sucked in the modern era. Wonder Woman 84 is going to be released on Christmas Day, on HBO Max and in theaters. And Kristen Wiig apparently stars in Wonder Woman 1984. I will absolutely be watching that on the day it drops.
Next up is Gettysburg.
Gettysburg. If you've never been to Gettysburg, I'll say this before we talk about why it's trending. If you've never been to Gettysburg, go there. Take a day, take a weekend, and go there. It is a place that is... it is a place that is absolutely incredible. The reverence there is something that is not replicated anywhere else. The understanding of that place, understanding what happened there, the people who sacrificed their lives there. I mean, it was absolutely and entirely an unbelievable place. I got the opportunity to go there a number of years ago, and to stand on that battlefield, to recognize and realize what happened on that battlefield, the men who laid down their lives on that battlefield, to see all of that and to experience is something that's absolutely unforgettable. So, yeah, if you ever get the chance to go there, I very much suggest it.
All right, your next topic is Roger Goodell.
Is bad at his job. I just want to, I don't even care why Roger Goodell is trending. Roger Goodell is bad at his job. The reason that Roger Goodell is trending is for two reasons. Number one, because of the fact that instead of outright canceling or postponing the Ravens-Steelers game, as a lot of people feel like they should, there are so many positive cases in the Ravens that a lot of people feel like it should have already been postponed already been taken down. Instead, they just moved it to Sunday because the NFL got to make that money, got to make that cheddar. On top of that, as we are watching this whole thing play out, the NFC East is continuing to have games scheduled in primetime, which is embarrassing. Long story short, again, Roger Goodell, bad at his job. By the way, a stat just popped up on my Twitter, which is interesting. Number of suspensions handed out by NFL commissioners. Second place is Paul Tagliabue. Over his entire career as a guy who has been long considered the best commissioner the NFL's ever had, Paul Tagliabue handed out 106 suspensions. You want to take a stab at how many Roger Goodell's handed out, Diesel?
Somewhere in the range of 300.
531. Yeah, so things are going well for old Roger Goodell.
Next up is Nick Saban.
Nick Saban trending, obviously, because he has been diagnosed coronavirus positive, and this time he is symptomatic. He is symptomatic right now. So this one is not going to be chalked up as a false negative. He has mild symptoms and will isolate. Of course, Alabama has the Iron Bowl coming up on Saturday against Auburn. Auburn always finds ways to jump up there and be sneaky good and sometimes pop off a big-time upset against the Alabama Crimson Tide. Will that happen coming up this weekend with Nick Saban not on the sideline? The answer, I doubt it, but you never know. You never know.
I mean, Auburn is 5-2 right now. They're not a slouch football team.
No, they are not a slouch football team. And if Bo Nix is in any way, shape, or form able to get any sort of magic going against Alabama, there is a very decent chance that Auburn could pull the upset. And keep in mind, if Auburn pulls the upset here, it will completely shake up the way that the playoff rankings are right now, with Alabama up there at number one. Yeah, this is an interesting game without Saban on the sideline, no doubt.
All right, your next topic is Dick Vitale.
Dickie V, baby, you gotta be kidding me. The type of dandy. Dick Vitale is on, he's calling a game right now. He's calling the Ohio State-Illinois State game. Right. Well, he's not calling it. Actually, I don't know if he's calling it or not. But apparently ESPN keeps flashing to Dickie V, who has pretty much taken a pretty hard line about Dick Vitale. He's been on TV off and on for about 45 minutes of the start of the Ohio State game, and people are not thrilled about it because he's talking about everything except basketball. They keep bringing Dickie V in, and he's not talking. So they've got half the screen dedicated to Illinois State, Ohio State, a top 25 team in the country right now. And the other half of the screen is Dick Vitale talking about everything except basketball. That's not sitting well with the fans.
Yeah, they're pretty annoyed that this Dick Vitale interview keeps being interrupted by a basketball game.
Yep, that's a fact. All right, that's going to do it, except for not. I got another half hour with you. Diesel's bailing out. DJ Tim's stepping in to take over the reins. We're taking it till 3:30, until the start of Furman Paladin basketball. Thanks for hanging with us, y'all. The Rob Brown Show is right back after this on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.